Jackie came down the steps.
I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Look at that big old ox out there." I said, "Why doesn't he come in?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "Jackie, I'm going to go out and get him." He said, "Come back here, Skeeter." I said, "Let me alone, Jackie." He said, "Here, take my coat and my hat. At least you don't have to get wet." And he broke loose and ran across the field in the rain as it came pouring down in the thunder. And finally when he got to, he said, "Hugo, Hugo," he took his arm. He says, "Come on, it's raining." Hugo didn't say anything. Skeeter began to pull on his arm. He says, "Come on, it's raining, come on." And slowly Hugo began to walk. And he took him to the porch. And finally Hugo looked up. He says, "Why do you even talk to me, Skeeter?" He said, "Because you're my friend." "No, I'm not your friend. Not anybody's friend. I'm nothing. He said, "My stripes, look, they're all gone." "Well, Hugo," he said, "you can earn them back." He said, "No one's so bad that they can never be good again." He said, "You ought to see me, how bad I was at one time." He said, "And you're not even half that bad." "Really?" He said, "Sure." He said, "All you have to do is start working all over." "Yeah, maybe you're right." He said, "Do you think the boys are going to put me on silent treatment?" "I don't know." He said, "Well, whatever they do," he said, "I'll deserve it." He said, "Well, you better get those wet clothes off. Come on." Jackie just watched and didn't say anything. And finally, when Hugo and Horace went into their room, Skeeter had tears in his eyes. He said, "You know that big old ox cries?" He said, "Well, I would too if somebody took my stripes. But Jackie, are you going to let the guys put him on silent treatment?" He said, "Well, I don't have any say-so." "Yes, you do, Jackie. You're a hero." He said, you played the basketball game and you were the one. And he said, "Anybody in this school will listen to you, Jackie." He said, "Well, if that's the case, Skeeter, they're not going to put him on silent treatment." "Oh, I'm glad." He said, "I'm really glad, Jackie. He said, "We never got along, but he's not so bad." They went to their room, and as Mogai looked at the two boys, he shook his head. "Mogai have hard time understanding ways of pale faces." And they asked Jackie whether he would consider, because he was sort of the hero now, putting Hugo Barnes on silent treatment, and he said no. And when a group of boys would meet from the other dormitories, from A and B and C and D and the rest of them, Jackie would always talk them out of it. "But why, Jackie? He did it to you." He says, "Give him his own medicine." "So maybe the reason for it, boys, is that I know what the medicine tastes like, and it's real, real bad. Well, why not give it to him? He deserves it." "Well, maybe he does, but there is such a thing as trying to be kind to your fellow boys." And the boys said, "Oh, Jackie," he says, "anyone that treated me like he treated you and Skeeter," he says, "I'd let him have it." He said, "Well, I can't tell you what to do." He said, "If you want to put him on silent treatment, go ahead, but," he said, "it's against my best judgment." Skeeter said, "Me too." He said, "Didn't you see him standing out there in the rain with tears coming down his eyes like a big old ox?" He said, "Don't you think he's punished enough?" He said, "What do you want to do, beat him to death?" And all of a sudden it was very quiet. And slowly the boys began to turn away and walk to their dormitories. In fact, the next few days were quite quiet. Some of the boys talked to Hugo and some didn't. And Hugo didn't have much to say to anybody. He would just mumble something and be on his way. Jackie and Skeeter noticed that he was very depressed and very upset about losing his commission as lieutenant. In fact, Jackie was getting quite worried. And one evening he asked Mr. Woodworth, "Mr. Woodworth, may I see you a few minutes right after class?" He says, "Sure, sure." After class, Jackie saw him. "What do you think about Hugo Barnes?" "What about him?" He said, "He looks so depressed, and ever since Skeeter brought him out of the rain and he lost his stripes." "Yes, I kind of noticed that too." says, I don't know, Jackie. He said, maybe I should have a talk with him. And I want to thank you, Jackie. What for? I didn't do anything. Oh, yes, you did, Jackie. He said, I want to congratulate you. He said, Jackie, he said, I'm real proud of you. He says, I know what the boys want to do. They want to put him on silent treatment. And he's suffering enough already. He says, maybe the silent treatment would have done it for him, for good. He says, you're a real gentleman, Jackie, and you got the courage of a man to stand up and say what you believe. Oh, I don't, I'm not really. He said, I just know what it feels like. Well, anyway, thanks. He said, I'll have a talk with him. Later in the week, Mr. Woodworth had a talk with Hugo Barnes. And as he sat and talked to him, he noticed that Hugo was very depressed. And finally, he looked up, Mr. Woodworth, why don't you just pack up my clothes and get rid of me? Why don't you just kick me out? He said, why do you even let me stay? Well, Hugo Barnes, he said, it's not the end of the world. He says, you can start from the bottom and work your way back up. He said, well, that isn't it. He said, you see, I was disgraced in front of the whole school. And if I had a place to go, I'd leave, but I don't have anywhere to go. This is my home. I know, Hugo. He said, I know. He said, is there anything I can do to help you? He says, no, I never get my stripes back, I know that. He said, Hugo, forget it. He said, pretend it never happened and do your best. He says, maybe by next year, he says, you'll have a chance to get them back. He says, well, all right. He said, I'll do whatever I can. He says, thank you, Mr. Woodworth. And he left. The next few weeks, there wasn't too much going on. Skeeter didn't pick on Hugo, and Hugo didn't pick on anybody either, so it was rather quiet around the dormitories. It was the first of the following week when the first excitement really took place. Coming down the road was Sam, and when Sam came, he was either coming to pick somebody up and take them home because they got kicked out of school, or he was bringing new students. When the boys rushed up, they saw he had four boys on the buckboard. Skeeter and Hugo and all of them rushed up. Sam yelled, he says, hey, I've got some more company for you. Skeeter said, who do you have? He says, well, I don't know. He said, I just picked them up. He says, they can introduce themselves. Skeeter said, well, we don't have any room in dormitory A except one room. He said, then we're all filled up. And as the boys stepped down, Skeeter and Jackie and Horace was there, Hugo wasn't. They introduced themselves. And finally, as they stepped down, the first boy jumped down and looked around. He says, hey, I like this place. He said, what's your name, boy? He says, Sean. He says, Sean what? He said, that's a funny name. And finally, the other boy pushed him aside and says, my name's Joe. He said, hi, Joey. And finally, the next one pushed the others aside. He says, I'm Rex. And they all looked around. He says, where do we go? Jackie says, over to the headmaster's house, he said, to get your assignment. And finally, when they looked up for the next boy, he was a tall, skinny fellow. And in his hand, he carried a green moss-like bag. And as he stepped down, he said, hello. He didn't even look down at Skeeter. He looked around the campus. He said, yoo-hoo, way up there. He said, I'm down here. He looked down at Skeeter. He said, what's your name? He says, Nikolai. He said, Nickel who? He says, Nikolai. He said, well, here, let me take your bag. And he reached over. Nikolai grabbed it out of his hand. He said, let it alone. He says, you keep your hands off of that. He said, I'm sorry, I just trying to help. He said, you'll have to go to the headmaster too. So the four of them went over to the headmaster's house. When the headmaster looked at his records, he said, well, dormitory A is filled up except one room. Nikolai, who was standing in the back, sir, I would like to have a room by myself, if possible. He said, you see, I'm a chemistry student, and I may have to do some lab work. Oh, yes, your record shows that. He says, you must be quite good at that. Yes, sir, I am. All right, let's see, Joe Rexon, dormitory B. He says, that's right next door, that's the second floor. He says, you go to the teacher there and they'll show you where to go. They took their slips and left. And as they left, Nikolai also turned to leave. And the headmaster says, Nikolai? Yes, sir. Where did you learn all about chemistry? According to your record, you're quite a genius in it. Well, sir, I had a lot of experience and so forth from my father. Oh, I see. I suppose he was a teacher. Yes, sir, you might say that. I said, well, thank you. And he left. The boys were waiting for Nikolai when he came up the steps. There were a couple other bags. Jackie looked at him and he says, could we take those for you? He said, I'm sorry, boys. He said, this bag is, I'll carry this. I have some things in there that I just can't afford to lose. He says, yes, if you boys don't mind. I said, I'd appreciate it very much if you carry those bags up for me. He said, I'll show you the room. So Skeeter scampered upstairs, round the corner, and the last room, just before the attic door, Skeeter opened it. He said, this is it. It's a little bit smaller than the rest of them, but it's nice. Nikolai looked around. He says, it's very nice. It's very nice. Thank you. He said, I'll help you unpack. Nikolai grabbed him. No! I'm sorry. I don't need any help. He said, if you don't mind, thank you very much, boys. He says, I'll see you later. Who do I see here? Jackie looked up. He said, oh, Mr. Woodward. He says, his office is right below the steps. As you come down, he said, just turn to your right. And he said, there's the door. It says, Mr. Woodward's on it. Go on inside. He said, he'll tell you the rules. He said, I can tell you all the rules and everything. Well, maybe later on. They didn't see much of Nikolai the rest of the day. He spent it in his room unpacking. But the next day in class, when Mr. Woodward was explaining the problems, Nikolai just sat there and smiled. Finally, Mr. Woodward says, Nikolai, you sit there smiling most of the time. Do you understand this? He smiled even broader. Yes, sir, I do. He said, I understand everything in this book. Oh, you understand everything in the book. He says, you're a genius. Yes, sir, I think I am. In chemistry? Yes, sir. Well, I think we better see about that, hadn't we, boys? And they all nodded yes. He said, let's go to the back of the book where they're really hard. Take problem 5. Would you work it on the board? Nikolai looked at it and smiled, went to the board. In a few seconds flat, he had it all worked out on the board. He says, Mr. Woodward, I mean no disrespect, but I used to do problems like this years ago. He said, this is very amateurish for me. Oh? He went over to his desk and got a big, heavy volume of hard chemistry. Now, I suppose this is too easy for you, too. He said, I'm afraid so, sir. Well, we'll see about that. He turned to the back of the book, which is a very hard book, and he says, work that problem for me, number 9. He went to the board, and in a few seconds, he had it all worked. Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to help you much, Nikolai. He said, at least in chemistry. I was thinking, sir, you see, I'm doing my own research in chemistry. And I was wondering if I could borrow some test tubes and some equipment to take up to my room to work. Well, I don't see why that wouldn't be all right, since I'm afraid I can't teach you anything. He says, well, that's what I suspected. And no disrespect, sir. He said, you see, I had a lot of training in chemistry. You must have had a very fine teacher. Who was your teacher? He says, my father. Oh, I suppose he was a great teacher. He must have been. Yes, sir, he was. He said, well, you're welcome. He said, maybe I can ask you to help me then. He said, I'd be glad to, sir, if I have time. He said, but I'm working on a special project. Oh, may I ask what that project is? No, sir, I'd rather not say, sir. It's sort of a secret. And when you have it all finished, would you demonstrate it for us? Yes. He said, yes, when I get all through, I will demonstrate it for you. I'll be happy to. He says, well, thank you. And as far as I'm concerned, Nikolai, you need not report to this class. You can go directly to your room and work on your project in private if you wish. Thank you, sir. When class was dismissed, the boys, all you could hear talk about, Nikolai, he's genius, genius in chemistry. Skeeter said, boy, my problems are over. No more problems with chemistry. All I have to do is run down the hall, knock at the door. Jackie looked up, yeah, and get kicked right out. He said, I don't think so. He said, I'm going to make him my friend. So this was several days later. Skeeter knocked at the door and waited. Nothing happened. Finally, he peeked through the keyhole. He didn't see anything. And finally, he knocked again. He heard footsteps. The door opened. Yes? Hi, Nikolai. Hello, Skeeter. What do you want? He said, oh, nothing, just a friendly visit. Well, I'm a little busy. He said, I wondered if you needed anything. Skeeter looked around the room. He saw all these strange test tubes. And especially in the back of the room, there was one place. In a test tube was a greenish-blue liquid. As Skeeter looked at that, it gave him cold chills. He said, Nikolai, what's in there? Oh, just something I'm working on. And then he looked in the closet. The door was open. And there in the corner was this green, mossy-looking bag. He said, well, if I can't help you, he said, I'm a greenhorn, you know. And if you, I don't know, are you a greenhorn? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, well, skip it. He said that nobody would want you for a greenhorn anyway. He said, you're too good. Finally, Skeeter started to leave. He said, Skeeter, sorry if I'm rude to you, but I don't need any help. He said, but I'll walk down the hall with you. He said, I got to get some test tubes. He said, okay, Nikolai, come on. He said, you know, you're a pretty good guy. He said, I know. He says, I act strangely. And he said, I have problems. He said, don't we all have problems? He said, you ought to know Hugo Barnes. He says, I've noticed Hugo Barnes. What's wrong with him? He's going through some depression or something. He said, they took the stripes away from him. I see. He said, well, I'll see you later, Skeeter. He went down the steps to the lab to get some test tubes. Skeeter looked back. If he could just take a look in that green, moss, strange bag, maybe he'd know what Nikolai is up to. So he rounded the corner, rushed down, opened the door, looked around the room, went to the closet, picked up the bag, put it on the bed. He just had to look at it. What was in there that was so very valuable that Nikolai would jerk it out of his hand and bawl him out for it? He unsnapped one latch, then the other, and he slowly opened the bag, and there was nothing but an old book, a huge old book. He said, that's what he's so excited about? He said, boy, he sure is crazy. Not knowing that Nikolai was on his way back, Skeeter wondered, what would be in a book like that? And as he turned the first page, there it said, the secrets of life and death. Dedicated to my son, Nikolai, signed, the dome. Skeeter had chills run through his whole body. The son of the dome? He said, holy mackerel, he said, you better get out of here. And just as he closed the two latches, he heard someone open the door. And as he looked up, he saw Nikolai standing there. "What are you doing?"
Hi,
Nikolai. "What are you doing with my bag?"
I thought I'd just come back and clean up, and I took it and put it on the bed, and I was just going to straighten."
He reached over and grabbed him very firmly by the shoulders. "Look, if you ever come in here again without being invited, you understand?"
"Yes, sir," he said. I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything."
He said, "Now get out."
Okay.
And as he started out, he went by John's door. John had heard the commotion. John grabbed him. "Hey, Skeeter, what's going on?" "Oh," he said, "there's some strange things going around here." He said, "You better watch out." He said, "You better really watch out, you and Mike." He said, "You're right next door." He said, "Strange things are going on." He said, "In the middle of the night," he said, "you may wake up and find yourself dead." We said, "What do you mean, strange things?" He said, "I don't know, but," he said, "he just about killed me." "Ah, he wouldn't do that." He said, "But he's awful mad." Bowie and Brandfish rushed up. He said, "What's going on?" He said, "Just keep away from Nikolai." He said, "He's on a rampage." He said, he's worse than the Indian that's going to scalp you." Jackie had heard the commotion. He rushed out. He said, "Skeeter, what's going on?" He said, "Come on inside." He said, "I see you later, fellas." He went inside. He said, "Jackie," he said, "you know who that boy is?" He said, "Sure, Nikolai." "No," he said, "he's the son of the dome."
"Son of what dome?"
He said, "You don't even believe what I'm saying." He said, "About the dome." He said, "He's dead." And he said, "Agar killed him, and I don't know whether Nikolai knows it or not."
"Do you mean to tell me that..." "Hey, Skeeter, if what you're saying is true, he's come here to complete the last step of the secrets of life and death and then go get his revenge from Agar."
He said, "That's what I think, Jackie. He's going to complete his experiment here." And as the boys looked at each other, Skeeter looked at Jackie and he said, "Who's going to be his first person to experiment on?"
Jackie says, "Not me."
He said, "Well, me neither." He said, "I'm not going to go through that again."
And Jackie looked very puzzled. He said, "Well, he's going to need somebody."
After that, Skeeter watched Nikolai very carefully, every move he made. And sometimes during study periods, Skeeter would go down the hall and peek through the keyhole. And he would watch Nikolai pouring all kinds of solutions and mixing and looking in a book. And so one night he saw him open a diary and he sat down and wrote something in it. And of course, Skeeter, being inquisitive, wondered, what is he doing? The next night when he told Jackie, "I'm going to go down and see Mike and John." He said, "Well, you'll be back here."
"I will."
Instead of going down the hall and stopping at Mike and John's, he went on down to Nikolai's room and stuck his eye up to the keyhole, and he saw Nikolai sitting in a chair at this table with all the test tubes. He saw him roll up his arm, that is his sleeve on his arm, and take a piece of cotton and daub it in what he assumed was alcohol. He took a huge hypodermic needle and stuck it in his arm and drew blood. Skeeter said, "Ew." And finally he watched as he shook the test tubes and mixed them, and finally in one, it turned a greenish blue liquid. Nikolai rushed up, looked in the book again, and there was a smile on his face. And all of a sudden, he poured this greenish blue liquid, a little bit of it, in a saucer, and reached up to a bottle. Skeeter could even read it from there, hydrochloric acid. He put some in an eyedropper. He said, "Oh, no, don't, Nikolai, don't.
He looked up and he could see this little drop hanging on the end. And all of a sudden it dropped into the saucer. And instantly there was a terrific scream and yelling like Skeeter had never heard in his life. Yeah, well, what's going on? He turned around and began to run, bumped into the wall. He turned around the other way and ran all the way down the hall and bumped into all the boys that were sticking their heads out. Finally, he bumped into Jackie. What's going on, Skeeter? He said, I don't know. I don't know. He said, I think something's happened to Nikolai. They all rushed down. The door was locked. They pushed on the door and sprung the lock. And when they looked in, there was Nikolai on the floor, still holding his sides and screaming, get out, get out, get out. They all got out. Hugo Barnes finally says, what's going on? He said, I think Nikolai's having a fit. He says, should I get Mr. Woodworth? Jack says, I wouldn't yet. And all of a sudden, the noise stopped. And they could hear Nikolai in the room. I've done it. I have done it. He said, I've extracted the spirit from the body. He says, my father will be proud. He said, I think everything's all right, fellas. He said, you just better go back to your rooms. The next day, Skeeter noticed how happy Nikolai looked. Mr. Woodworth talked to Nikolai. He says, how are you doing in your experiment? Oh, I'm doing just fine, sir. In fact, I'm going to be...